Hey, there you go. All right, so I got a couple of questions.
Okay. You answered the first one, Chase. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The Bryan City Council was meeting yesterday, mm-hmm. or last night. And, right. You know, there are a couple of stories that I thought were interesting. They've decided that they're going to get smart utility meters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that I guess will give you the weather forecast, too, and all that kind of stuff.
No
I know they won't. And they're going to have to buy these meters, and the meters are going to cost like $7
million. $4 million.
Okay, $4 million.
Each?
Okay, let's make it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's okay. We'll put it on your bill. You'll never notice it. It'll just
$4 million, okay. The people who used to read the meters won't be reading them anymore. They'll be doing other things. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Correct.
How does that save money? And I'm not asking you to answer. I'm just rolling it out there. I'd like to know. Because if you're spending more money on meters than you are now for those meters, and you're not doing anything to diminish the workforce, instead you're putting them someplace else, it would appear that you're spending more. And I'm just asking. And then, I don't know if you know, there are train tracks that go through downtown Bryan. I don't know if you've noticed that before. And trains go on those train tracks sometimes. And sometimes they have to blow their whistles as they go through. I guess, when they come to intersections, mm-hmm. or something like that, they need to do that. So, you know, if you think about it, the city of Bryan has a great opportunity. They could just put a sign up right there as you're coming around the curve so the engineers could see it.
Oh.
And it would say,
shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Yeah, yeah.
You're hunting wabbits?
Hunting wabbits.
I don't think the train has to say that.
They're going to put a quiet zone in there, I guess, mm-hmm. and that's see how that works. Now, you see, at Olson Field, they want them to blow their horn. What's the difference there?
Oh, it's in College Station.
Oh, is that it? Okay. And people aren't sleeping in the stands,
No,
right?
You hope not. You hope not.
That's it. Anyway, so today I probably would have had questions for Jason Bianski, but Nancy Berry's here this morning, the mayor of College Station, to chat with us. How are you today, Lady Mayor?
I'm fabulous.
Okay, very good. So you like the idea of the horns blowing on the whistles blowing on the train?
Oh, I think that adds to the atmosphere of Olson Field, which I just think is terrific. It's part of the Olson magic. And, you know, and the people in the stands, they hear the whistle, and everybody sticks up their fingers to see how many engines there are.
Oh, yeah,
and it's just part of the fun.
Part of what happens. So anyway, so what's on your radar screen today?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've got good news.
Oh, I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Well,
that's not like that would be that you always bring in bad news.
No. I mean, but you know, sometimes when you say what's on your radar screen, I don't have just great news.
Okay, today we got great news.
Yeah, last week there was groundbreaking for College Station Medical Center's joint venture with Aerofit for a wellness center on Rock Prairie on the Meds property. $7 million facility, all taxable. Local architect.
Okay.
Local contractors.
Yeah.
Local bankers.
Mm-hmm.
New jobs. Going to be Airfit's going to have a indoor pool, state-of-the-art equipment, and always happy to have new tax dollars coming in where the city doesn't have to put up.
Yeah,
anything. Yeah.
And I see that there's some fencing going up south of town, too. There's some more serious construction going on in the healthcare industry.
Yes, I think Scott White is hoping to break ground in the next couple of weeks, or at least have a groundbreaking ceremony.
Right.
So lots of stuff happening in our medical corridor. And, by the way, our citizens advisory group, there's about 25 people that are combination stakeholders, homeowners in the area, business owners, had their first meeting last week. Went very well. People are excited about it.
Today we had audio from Chuck Condrilla talking about how the city of Bryan wants to reach out to the city of College Station when it comes to the medical corridor, maybe putting together biomedical corridor. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yes. Jason Bianski, Mayor Bianski, and myself, Joey Dunn, and David Neely, Ann Horton, their mayor pro tem, and our mayor pro tem, we've been meeting for a couple of weeks because the biomedical corridor has land that's in both College Station and in Bryan, and there's infrastructure that needs to be done, and there's we just need to cooperate and get it done. And
this is a little curve, so folks will know this is right at 47. We're 47 curves. Is that basically
correct?
Right,
I mean,
there?
If you think of, you know, when you're coming west on University and as you pass Tigham and Tips, you've passed the vet school and you're kind of going around the corner towards the Health Science Center. That's the area we're talking about. It's so we just have to work together to get this done. So the infrastructure is in place, and there's some good prospects that are seriously looking at the property. So both David Neely and Joey Dunn have met, and they both thought about an individual that they have both worked with separately, and he came and presented, and Mayor Bayinski and myself and those others have been meeting regularly. And the idea was to come up with this management district. And, of course, to do anything like that, we need legislation, and we also need approval from both councils. So they met last night, and I understand that their council went ahead and approved it. We're going to be discussing it tomorrow night. And, you know, if we approve it, we'll go forward. But because of the time frame that we're under, both from the legislative point of view and our own time frame, is that we put in a placeholder bill to get this, which we can, of course, always remove, but if we have a consensus tomorrow evening from council, and I think we will. Yeah. But
so,
I can't read TV.
Go ahead and open up your soft drink. That's what she's doing there.
I need my caffeine. It's
there you
early.
Go. I understand. So people understand, because you have to have water, you have to have sewer, you have to have those things there, and if the city of Bryan actually owns land within the city limits of College Station, I mean, it's too bad that you can't just go, hey, come on in and do what you need to do, but that's what the purpose is. And obviously, it's for a grander and greater thing that's going to go on in the biomedical corridor, because you need to – sometimes you have to fast-track some things to make sure that those people who might come in here to spend money see that this is a good environment. The other side of that also is, and I think what they are hoping, is that Bryan and College Station work toward having a uniform development plan out there.
Correct.
As well.
Correct. By doing this management district – the district itself can create its own development standards.
Okay.
And they would mirror both cities. But when a prospect comes in, they don't know if they're in Bryan or they're in College Station. They just want to know, hey, what do I have to do to get this done?
Right.
And, you know, give me my specs. Give me what it is. They want a sense of place so that when you go there, you know that you're in this biomedical corridor. And so both Bryan and College Station are on the same page of this. It's just a matter of, you know, working out the details. And I think both Mayor Bayinski and myself are committed to getting this done. And
I kind of like that mindset all over the cities, you know, where people don't have to worry about whether they're in Bryan or College Station. What do we do to get this done, you know? I kind of like that get this done thing.
Yeah, so do we. So.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Let's also talk about a couple of other things. I think you all are going to discuss a charter review committee. It's time to put together a group.
Correct.
There.
Well, at our retreat, we did, in fact, briefly discuss it and agree that we wanted to do it. It's been too long. It's really been over 20 years where we've really looked at the whole charter start to finish. We've, you know, amended one section here and one section there. And certainly the recall has pointed out a flaw.
Sure.
In our charter. So we agreed at the retreat to go ahead and start one, and tomorrow we're going to create the resolution that establishes a citizens committee. So there'll be about seven people on the citizens committee, and we anticipate that their work will probably take 6-7 months, and then public hearings and discussions and all of that, and whatever the final a review looks like would go to the voters probably in May of 12.
Okay. And again, this is not the bucolic college community it was when those city fathers sat down. So it seems to make sense. And you're right. I mean, yeah, the recall is something that people have noticed, but there have to be any number of things within the charter that
right.
just need to be updated.
Well, and some things that we've done, you know, state law has changed, and we just need to be, I don't want to say in compliance because state law always, you know, trumps the charter, but just so that the language is consistent.
One of the other things you're looking at is apparently coming up with an agreement with the Arts Council
mm-hmm.
to take over the building on Dartmouth so that that is not hanging over their head. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, we've been paying, we're the the city's the largest equity owner, if you will, in the building. And so this was a way they literally can't afford to pay the maintenance and operation and debt service on the building and still function as an arts council. So we are working towards an agreement to purchase the building from them outright and then lease it back to them. So that's... Mm.
Give them an opportunity to stay viable.
Correct. And then also, if at the end of the lease, they'll have enough notice that if they feel that, you know, the building is too much for them to handle, you know, they can have enough time to seek other quarters.
Gotcha.
My goal there is to make sure that the Arts Council is fully functioning and not taking money from our general fund.
Ah, there you are. Some discussion on possible food vendors at North Gate.
These would be like mobile trucks, you know, mobile food vendors. There's been a lot of discussion. A lot of cities have them. We've been asked about it. What we're looking at tomorrow night is you must have a brick-and-mortar restaurant somewhere here. So it's not just Joe's Taco Cart that he's doing. You've got to have a fully licensed, inspected kitchen, and the truck's going to be inspected too, but you have to have a brick-and-mortar place. They'll be able to go all over the city, but the requirements of Northgate will be a little bit different. In the city, you can't be within 300 feet of a brick-and-mortar restaurant. But in Northgate, it's 100 feet.
Wow.
Because of the density in Northgate.
Yeah, yeah.
And we haven't approved it. That's just on our agenda tomorrow to discuss it. But that's just kind of the general kind of thing.
Well, I chatted about that because, again, and I think College Station's very unfair to the folks at Northgate, and I'm not sure that you're not whacking them upside the head again. But I like the brick-and-mortar idea. I mean, if you're a brick-and-mortar, that way some guy just can't come in and, oh, by the way, I'll be in Austin 3 days a week, and I'm coming to Bryan College Station for a couple of days.
Right, and they're going to have to establish routes and let us know when their times are, and they're going to be subject to health department inspections like, hey, we're here.
Okay, good.
Gee,
good.
We'll come next Friday at 3. No,
okay,
it's just that.
As it should be for everybody. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I was at the Northgate District Association's board meeting yesterday to get their feedback as well. And
what was the general feeling?
They're generally supportive. They have some questions, but generally speaking, they were supportive.
Okay. What else you got?
I wanted to tell you about that. Well, you know, I think since I was here last, we've got a new city manager and a city attorney. Appointed David Neely, who has been our assistant and then our interim city manager, and we're just really excited about having him on board. He was at Sugar Land for 17 years, they have the lowest tax rate in the state, and you know, so
they also got a lot of problems in Fort Bend County. I do not want. Okay.
Well, that's why he's here.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also, have appointed Carla Robinson as our city attorney, and she's been interim since Harvey left in the fall, and she's just done a spectacular job. So we're really excited. Things are going along and doing well, and. Still opportunity for citizens to file for city council. There's another 3 weeks, and we only have three open spots, and we only have one candidate. So all you outstanding individuals who want to join a fun group of people that just...
no pay, long hours, who could ask for more, right?
But what a fun group we are.
There
so
you go.
That's all I've got.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank
you. You bet. Nancy Barry, she's the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.